We will discuss when we start that working group whether we're trying to do everything or there are some things that are higher priority we want in place and other ones, cross our fingers, we won't need them in the very immediate future. It's just a matter of priority and how much time we want to devote into this. We have put so much time into accountability. I don't want to use the comparable amount of time in fixing our rules and defer for another 6 or 8 months doing any real work. So it's... I don't think it's anything more... no more conspiracy than wanting to actually see us do something other than write rules. Okay, I think we are finished on that. The last item is something I had not thought about at all. Let me read it. We got a question indirectly from Alyssa Cooper of the ICG, asking, is your organization or constituency planning to issue a public statement if the proposals get approved and sent to the NTIA tomorrow? And I hadn't thought about that at all, and I think that would be quite a reasonable thing to do. Comments, thoughts? Essentially, the ALAC saying, congratulating everyone on getting it done. We're delighted that it's happened, blah-de-blah. Tim?
Yes.
Vonda?
Yeah, just not make much compliments like this is a good goal. Just a more discreet mention that we accomplish things, because I don't believe that we should make it more like applauding everything. Remember that the board raised the point that we should go, you know, slowly on that. So my suggestion is very nice words, but very, you know, slow in the applauses. Just acknowledge that we have done what they expected from our group. It's just, for my point of view, should be enough.
Thank you, Vonda. Clearly, we're not in a position to say, yay, the transition's going to happen. That would be rather presumptuous. But I think we can express some relief, perhaps, that this two-year process, and it is 2 years, 5 days from now, since the announcement was made. So I would be thinking about something in the... Is this working? Thinking about something in the tone of, we are pleased to see that all the communities have come together and submitted a proposal to the U.S. government. I'm not trying to word it. We will need some wordsmithing, but something of that order. A couple of sentences just acknowledging that we're happy everyone has pulled together. Cheryl.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Cheryl Langdon-Orr for the Transcript Record. Just some suggestions for the wordsmithers. It might also be appropriate to recognise that whilst this is a landmark moment, it is not the end of the journey, and indeed that the CCWG will still need to convene regularly as we do our work getting the implementation done. We have a very tight, very busy schedule, so you are not off the hook yet. And I think it would be appropriate to be seen as a community that is clearly understanding that we've gone over a hurdle and we feel good, but we're still running this race effectively to the end. Thank you.
Feel free to put something in writing and be one of the wordsmithers, or perhaps someone captured it. But to be honest, I'm not sure anyone captured those words, so maybe you could try to reproduce them. Shun.
Yeah, thank you. This is Shun for the record. Yeah, I think I also agree that it's something good to do. I even wish that it could be co-signed by all the heads of the chartering organizations, but of course that is not possible. what I just wanted to note is that while we draft, anything we're drafting should not address any substance of the proposal in any way. It's just. Thank you.
Note this message originally came via a circuitous path, but came from Melissa Cooper. This was to the ICG, so it was aimed not only at accountability, but at all of the communities that participated in the overall process to be able to submit a total package to the NTIA. This is far larger than accountability. Hearing no opposition, I would suggest that anyone who has a particular interest in helping on the wordsmithing let me know privately. Short of that, I will presume that the ALT will participate to whatever extent we have time and availability and whatever, and we're still awake in the next 24 or so hours, because that's about the amount of time we have to do this.